Farmers across much of eastern Australia are midway through another anxious summer, heading into a fourth year of drought. Parts of Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia have suffered a severe lack of rain. And in the hardest hit areas of Queensland, summer rains have been, well, inconsistent. Many landowners say they're frustrated by a lack of drought support, and one New South Wales farmer is even trying to start his own political party. Bridget Brennan reports.
There's been a drenching in parts of outback Queensland in recent weeks, but while places like Birdsville have flooded, it's still bone dry on many farms in the southeast and in western and central parts of the state. In western Victoria, the Mallee and the Wimmera have been badly affected by one of the worst droughts in decades. Rains of up to 25 millimetres fell there this week, but December's rainfall was well below average. And in northwestern New South Wales, the situation is dire. Fiona Simpson is president of New South Wales Farmers.
We've seen some storm rains and some more general rains in the past few days. There are still large areas of New South Wales that have not received any rain and that are in fact in one of the worst droughts in history. And for those people, it's incredibly tough.
Peter Mailer is a farmer at Bogabilla on the New South Wales-Queensland border. He fears 2015 will be another hard year for farmers.
Oh, it's a roller coaster. I think there's an increasing amount of country for sale. People are trying to get out of the business, which is, quite sad. But, further than that, it's been seasons of extremes. The last two crops we've grown have been grown on one rainfall event for the year. I don't have to go far west of me, and they haven't had crops for 3 years.
The federal government has started offering $100 million in low-interest loans for drought-affected farmers in Queensland and New South Wales. But Peter Mailer says it's not enough. He's trying to set up a new political party, the Country Party, in the hope of running candidates at the next federal election.
We're taken for granted by the National Party, and in turn the Liberal Party takes the National Party seats for granted because they are so safe. And we've lost our political leverage, and at a time where we desperately need much, much better advocacy. And the support that's been offered is really proving to be difficult to access for a lot of people. They made it so difficult that people have walked away from that avenue that might have given some relief.
Some farmers in drought-stricken areas have had no income for 3 years. Fiona Simpson says livestock producers are continuing to reduce their herds.
So after this long, many of the people who have been in drought for 3 years or more have either destocked completely or are down to their very core breeding herd. And it's really a day-to-day existence and with very little hope until really what they need is, of course, for there to be general rain to break this terrible drought.
President of New South Wales Farmers, Fiona Simpson, ending that report from Bridget Brennan.